to the Kildare Municipal District in a couple of minutes' time. But now, eating meat. Did you ever think, by the way, that eating meat might be a threat to our climate? It could be banned, like smoking. One of Britain's leading barristers has predicted. He's calling for the offence of ecocide, as distinct from homicide. Ecocide, killing the climate, I presume that means, to be introduced to prosecute those who damage nature on a massive scale. One Michael Mansfield, who's a famous Queen's Counsel in Britain, said that the farming of livestock for meat is destroying the planet, and he called for legislation to criminalise those who caused global warming and the willful destruction of wildlife. This message, by the way, was delivered at the launch of a campaign called Vegan Now. To tell us more about that, we're joined by the director of Viva, which is a pro-vegan charity. Oh, I hope I got your name right. Juliet Gelightly. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
Is it Gelightly or Gelightly?
That's it. It's Gelightly.
Gelightly. Never, right, most unusual name. Right, we're just after having a major beef crisis standoff between farmers, meat processors, everyone here over the last 8 weeks, in which everyone was saying the whole industry is threatened, farming, agriculture, tens of 10,000 workers were laid off, possibly even more. It's now been resolved. They won't be very reassured to hear, Juliet, that you and others who describe yourselves as vegans would be now calling for the ultimate, the banning of meat eating, are you?
What's happening is that the situation is becoming so urgent. As we all know, we've got 11 years to stop global warming going into what's called positive feedback, where it's uncontrollable. But more than that, we're now driving the world's wildlife to extinction. The United Nations has said 1 million species are at risk of extinction. And you may wonder, why should we care if you don't care about the animals? But it's wildlife. Plants and animals that are producing the oxygen that we breathe, that are pollinating the food crops that we eat, and without it, basically, we're screwed as the human race. So it's becoming so urgent. We're getting to the point where we can't really wait for individuals to change themselves, where action is going to have to be taken on a global governmental level, where people have to face up to the damage that livestock production is doing. So the letters are there, they're sort of 10 feet high. It's just the action now has to take place, because when you look at global warming gases produced by a meat-centered diet as opposed to a vegan diet, the difference is so huge. And the amount of land use that we need to graze cattle but produce all the fodder that then they're fed is again so huge. We need to take back that land and rewild it so that we can actually suck the carbon back down out of the atmosphere. It's really what we're saying is the urgency is here and now. And I think we're getting to the point where we just can't wait for individuals to change themselves, because although there's a vegan explosion happening in countries like the UK and beyond, it's not enough.
If we reduce, Juliet, the amount of meat that's eaten, we'll say, to virtually nil, and the estimates are that 25% of all greenhouse gases come from agriculture, with livestock farming contributing up to 80% of that 25% total. Mm. Just to be clear on that. Of course, there's another 75% contributing to greenhouse gases away from agriculture altogether. But if we just deal with the issue of livestock farming, if that became nil tomorrow, how are we going to feed the planet?
That's one of the whole points, is that you can feed so many more people on a vegan diet, and that's one of the things that scientists are saying. So veganism is starting to come central to talks on food security, because a livestock-based diet is the most inefficient way you can possibly have ever envisaged, you know, feeding the planet, because you get so much more protein out of the land if you feed people those crops directly. And that's one of the things. There's this huge wastage of land which we cannot afford. I mean, if you look at, say, the Amazonian fires at the moment, which, you know, 70,000 fires this year alone, we can throw our hands up in the air and blame the Brazilian government for encouraging it and all the rest of it. But the problem is, we're importing the beef. We are importing the fodder to feed to pigs, chickens and cattle.
Well, let me put this point.
So it's meat eating that's driving this destruction.
But
of
not
the
just
planet.
Meat eating. Let's look at the whole idea. If you're to grow crops, generally, that not meat now. If you're going to stop the production of meat, let me make this point. You then have to increase the amount of produce that comes out of the ground in terms of crops, the ones that we'd be talking about, the vegan crops and whatever else, the non-meat crops. That in itself, would that not just offset any benefit to banning meat production for the simple reason that these crops, the mass production of these crops to feed the world in that context, would require all the things that we complain about so often, and I'm sure you do too, of herbicides and fertilisers and all the other chemicals that go into the ground?
Okay, so this is being studied, and there's a brilliant paper that has been produced in Science, a very well-respected scientific journal, by Joseph Poor, the environmental researcher at Oxford University, and colleagues. And what they found was that with a vegan diet, they're talking globally, not just in the UK and Ireland, they're talking about a transformative potential, reducing food land use by 76%. That's a three-quarter reduction in the amount of land that we need to feed people if we went vegan, because it's so much more efficient to feed somebody directly all those different crops than it is to destroy the whole landscape to make way for either growing fodder for cattle, which uses the pesticides and the fertilizers you've just mentioned even more intensively than feeding human beings directly, and of course the actual grazing land itself. It's hard to describe the actual amount of environmental damage that livestock farming has done to the world. It is stupendously wasteful, and it's much more efficient to feed people food crops directly, and it's been very well studied. Scientists are not arguing this point now. They've moved on to the stage where it's, okay, how are we actually going to get people to make this change? How are we going to get them to go vegan? Or if not vegan, you know, go vegan, you know, 4 days, 5 days a week, but just do something, change yourself.
And finally, Juliet, I mean, obviously we're never going to get to a stage where it's not realistic to aspire to get to a stage where meat eating would be banned. I mean, it's going to be there for the long term. Really, people have to be convinced. It's a complete, such a cultural shift in the way we consume meat in our diets that this is not going to be done within a decade even, or even decades. Is it even a realistic aspiration at all?
I think it is, because I think times are very tumultuous and things are changing. I think anything can happen. And I think, unfortunately, what is going to happen, that probably within 5 years we're going to start seeing food shortages like in Central Europe. And the ripple effect of global warming, the ocean emergency, superbugs emerging from antibiotic overuse. Remember, 80% of antibiotics globally are used in farming, not for people. The soil emergency of desertification through land, you know, livestock use. All these emergencies, the extinction emergency, are going to come together. And I think as the human race globally, finally young people are actually mobilizing, 4 million of them out on Friday. I think this is going to get more and more and more, where we as people see the writing's on the wall, and we have to come together and act, and we have to face up to the fact there are certain things that may be a bit uncomfortable at first, but we thrive health-wise on a vegan diet. And if we have to do this to save the planet, we have to do it, and fast.
All right, indeed. Strong message from the director of Viva, pro-vegan charity, speaking to us from the UK, Juliet Gellatley. And thank you, Juliet, for your contribution this morning on the programme.
Thank you so much.
Indeed, I'm sure it's going to get everybody well exercised out there, I can assure you. And